Welcome to the My Name is Human Earth2.io podcast brought to you by Earth2News.com. My name is Human Hazy.
My name is Human Kangi.
My name is Human Snoke.
Win phase two, we have a guest.
My name is Nameless.
How you doing, Nameless?
Oh, another day in paradise. I wasn't expecting, that was like a popcorn, you know?
Yeah.
The pause there. And you, if you guys have seen the stream, you know, I can't stand for dead air, right? I got to just fill it up.
Well, Kingy and I are usually pretty good at not having dead air, but that was kind of ad-libbing. So
yeah, sometimes we got to do like a poorly done improv game. We'll get the flow.
Beautiful.
So anyway, Nameless, Alpha Kingdom, Guidebook Gaming. You're a popular figure in the Earth2.io community. Kind of tell us how you got into Earth2.io and what compelled your name, Nameless.
Oh, I can't tell you what compelled the name Nameless. It's actually...
We're ending the podcast now.
Oh, it's over. We're out, man.
We're out of here.
The beauty of it is there are people who know. So I will tell you this. It started as something that I had some friends and they said, well, where'd you come up with the name Nameless? And I said, well, you're just going to have to figure it out. You know, there is a reason, there is an inspiration. You got to go figure it out. And they never did. And it had been like 7-8 years. And then Amusity, shout out Amusity, was the one who ultimately, between him and Chris the bot, right, had kind of went down the rabbit hole, started asking questions like they do. They're so good at that and, you know, getting to the right information. And they were able to figure it out. And when Amusity figured it out, I gave him 20 tiles in Central.
To keep them quiet.
No, to reward them.
So is that an ongoing challenge?
To keep it a secret?
No, if someone guesses your name out.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, the answer's out there. But yeah, if anybody figures it out, it's pretty cool when somebody, you know, figures it out and understands it's not just named after something. There's a real sort of message behind the name in a
nice.
Funny way.
So how did you get into Earth 2? Tell us your creation story for Earth 2.
Yeah. So it's December 12th, 2020. It's after midnight. Yeah. It's after midnight. I'm up all hours of the night playing video games. The new World of Warcraft expansion had come out. So I'm running that, you know, doing my level grind, and which I never finished because of Earth 2. And, you know, so I'm looking at it and I got WoW on one monitor, Facebook on the other. And I see an ad for Earth 2 and I'm like, oh, this is totally a scam. So I start investigating it and I'm like, oh, I gotta, you know, somebody's got to complain about this. You can't just be out here telling people you're building a metaverse and people are going to believe you. Right. So I start looking at it. I'm looking at the website. I'm looking on the team and I'm like, holy, I know who Wolfgang Walk is. I can't curse here, can I? And
you
I'm like,
I
know who Wolfgang Walk is, you know, I'm like, who on earth is the Shane Isaac guy? And then I see like Dylan Cio and I'm like, what? I know who Dylan Cio is. And I'm kind of going through it and looking at the website and, you know, their LinkedIn's and their, you know, previous history and projects and stuff like that. And I mean, ultimately I did obviously determine that it was a real legitimate thing. It's obviously not a scam. I believe in it very much, and went to sleep, said, okay, sleep on it because you're about to do something crazy. Woke up the next day, checked the prices, and the US had gone up like 10-20 cents from the time I first saw Earth 2 to like 12 hours later when I put in my first dollar. And I was like, yep, this is real. It's happening. I joined the Discord. I'm seeing people all over it, reading the FAQ. And I just dove in head first and went all in. I put in anything and everything I had. I really believe in the project that much. And I just went straight into it with everything.
So what was the first property you purchased?
The very first property I purchased was the downtown area of my hometown.
Okay, nice. Yeah. And so what gave you enough confidence to say, okay, I'm going to put some money into this?
Wolfgang.
Okay, nice.
Have you played any of his other games?
Yeah.
All right.
Nice. Done the Settlers. If you go to, I believe on Moby Games, you can see like all of their profiles. I don't know the extent to which they're, you know, fully complete, right? But as a writer, Wolfgang has done some amazing work, and he's been doing amazing work since like 90s.
Yeah, right, for me it was seeing Nathaniel's work. So
Absolutely. I had no idea who Nathaniel was. He was an X factor to me. And what I determined when I really started digging into Nathaniel was, okay, let's get serious here. Can in 2020, at the time it's still 2020, does the technology exist for somebody to build a one-to-one scale copy of Earth and give it to us as an MMO? And my answer was no. And then I started looking into Nathaniel's work. And that project, for the life of me, I can't think of the name of it, but it's, you can sort of copy and paste parts of the world into Unity.
Yeah, like World Creator, I think it's called.
Yeah, it's like World Creator or World Builder or something like that. And I apologize, Nathaniel, if you're seeing this, I can't think of the name of it. I'm not a Unity developer, but we know of it, and it impressed us all very much. And that's why a lot of us invested.
Nice. So, Nameless, how did you originally get into content creation? I know you do the Guidebook Gaming stream every night, but how did you get into that?
Well, I care about people. And I had no intentions of getting into content creation. I'm a solo player in every game I play. Earth 2 is the first game I've ever played where I decided to step out of the realm of being a solo gamer. And it was because of how much confusion and misunderstanding and misinterpretation I saw in the Discord, on the Facebook, and all these things. And eventually, the original creator of Alpha Kingdom, otherwise, had reached out to me and was like, hey, I see you're on the leaderboard. You know, at the time, I was like top five. And he was like, hey, you know, wondering if you're interested in getting into this thing. And he had recruited me. And the first thing we did was start talking about, how do we service this community? If you're bringing me in and you're asking me to be one of the leaders of this organization and you don't even know me, I've got questions for you, right? So I'm grilling him at this point, and he's a great guy. So we had some good chats. And ultimately what we decided was we were going to go on Twitch together. And the idea was we were going to give our community, those first members of Alpha Kingdom, a place to connect with their leaders, to ask questions. If they have questions about Earth 2, we'll go get the answers. So our first streams, there was really nothing to do other than buy tiles for 10 cents, right? Which is like a dream we wish we could go back to, you know? Right? Definitely. Poor us, right? With our silly 10 cent tiles. So we read like every page, every item on the website, and we're sort of offering insights and information in the first couple streams. And then we spent the next couple streams going through every item in the FAQ. And then people really responded, right? So we didn't have 2, 3, 4, 5 viewers. We got up to 20, 30 viewers, which for someone who has no network on Twitch, 20 viewers, it's not terrible, you know, and it only went up from there.
Right.
So we just stayed.
Right. Definitely. Right. And I'm glad that you brought up, you know, this transition's great into what I wanted to ask you about. And we'll not talk about Alpha Kingdom a ton today because you did a fantastic interview with Walker, aka Odyssey.
Hey, shout out Odyssey.
Yes, and we will link that in the show notes as well afterwards. So definitely,
thank you.
You know, absolutely go watch that when you have a chance after, of course, after the podcast. But you know, you've
immediately after, but after.
Right, exactly. It's a one-two.
Immediately after, you should be watching the TG stream, right?
Yeah, well, I guess it's a 1, 2, 3.
True.
Yeah.
True.
And all parts of it include Nameless. But you mentioned, you know, what kind of was the impetus for starting Alpha Kingdom. But what are some of your longer term goals and plans for the guild beyond, you know, being there for the community and helping people get into the game, which I imagine is going to be always going to be a core principle of Alpha Kingdom?
Yeah. So long term, I really believe that phase 3 is going to look and feel a lot like a sort of sandbox / economic simulator / virtual casino sort of thing, right? Like Entropia Universe, for example. And our thought was, with the giveaways and, you know, all the towns that we build and all that, was if the game's going to be a virtual casino and we're the first players here and we're in heavy and we should expect the maximum growth, let's give out chips at the door, right? You got a virtual casino, why not give out chips at the door? And it, I'm sorry, Kingy, I think you're looking for something beyond the community, but that's really it. Is my whole focus in the game is the community experience. I bought a bunch of locations for myself, maybe like 100, 200 properties. I have almost 5,000 properties, and most of them are for the community. I have a couple hundred for myself that I intend to keep long term, that if, you know, Earth 2 does what I think it will, it'll take very good care of me and my family. The bulk of my effort and work is all about creating a free, number one, premium, number two, best community, customer, player experience in the game. I want people to think that Alpha Kingdom is synonymous with Earth 2. When you think Earth 2, you think Alpha Kingdom, that's the direction I want to go.
No, and that definitely is, you know, what I'm looking for, and it makes sense because folks are going to remember, you know, who was there to help them, you know, get initiated and who, you know, brought them in. I certainly am indebted to people that helped me early on and remember those folks. So, you know, I think it's a, for lack of a better term, it's a business model, or it's a model for community engagement that I think has, you know, some serious immediate returns. And I mean, there's tremendous engagement, but also you'll see some probably financial returns for it in the long run as well.
I hope so. You know, we've had amazing support from the community, and I think everybody here has been an amazing support to what we're doing between Alpha Kingdom and or GG. And we've just been so humbled by it, because when we started doing it, we never really expected to make a dollar from Twitch. Before we ever got our first cheered bits, before we ever got our first sub, we turned off ads on our channel.
Because, right, you're doing it for fun,
for the love of it. For the community, even more, we do love it. It is fun, but the whole goal was, even if it wasn't fun, we were going to do it anyway for the community, because we promised to do it for a whole year and do the giveaways every day for a year and all that. But we do have a blast doing it, obviously, especially now with Tech Ops being on the stream.
So that brings up a couple interesting points. First thing, what caused you to pair up with Tech Ops? How did that relationship start? And kind of tell me how it's developed over time.
Yeah, so initially I was streaming with Otherwise. And at the time, he had a job that required him to travel a lot. And he was there for the streams when he could be. And it was really challenging because of his schedule. And he was, you know, joining from his iPhone, and it was a challenge for him. It was a challenge for us. It was a challenge for the community. And he had just kind of decided, you know, I don't think I'm able to be the streaming partner that you and the community deserve. And he had sort of just stepped away from it. And around the same time, Jonah had done, and shout out Jonah Gabriel, the E2 anthropologist, he had done his content creator showcase, the first one. And Tech Ops was there. And for anyone who was there and remembers the Tech Ops sunglasses sus, there was just a whole sensation in the chat. The chat fell in love with Tech Ops. And I was still sort of, I referenced Regis and Kathy Lee back in the day, right? When Kathy Lee had left the show, Regis had all these different guests on trying to figure out who was going to, you know, get the permanent spot, right? And we had Tech Ops on, and we had Randy on, and we had other people on. And I didn't even ask anybody if they were interested in doing it long term. But when Tech Ops was on, then we had him on the next day. Then we had him on the next day. Then we had him on the next day. And then after almost a week, it was just like, hey, man, I'm doing this every day for a whole year. What do you think? And you guys know Tech Ops and all of his energy. I'll try my best to impersonate him. He was like, come on, man, let's do it. I'm down. I love it. This is so much fun. You know, he just brings all of that energy into a room and into a stream. And it's just been wonderful ever since. That's how Tech Ops got onto the show.
By the way, that was an excellent reenactment of Tech Ops.
I felt like I got the words, but not really the tone. I'll have to work on it. I don't work on my Tech Ops impression. Thank you. Right. That's what's going to matter to Tech Ops, is if he exactly. feels right. if he feels I tried.
Yes, definitely. So,
like you, Nameless, I have always been a solo gamer. I've played World of Warcraft. I always played by myself. I always played non-PvP because I didn't want people sniping me. So when I come to a place like Earth 2 and I see such a large, vibrant community, I'm not a guild player. What about players like me, and I know Kangi's a little bit similar, he doesn't do a lot of guilds, why should we be interested in going to a place like Alpha Kingdom? What would you tell someone who is kind of a loner when it comes to playing games, that this is why you should come here?
Yeah. If you're a loner, Alpha Kingdom might even be the perfect place for you, because we are we're a community of people who believe in a few things. And one of those things is, number one, that phone alarms shouldn't go off when you're in the middle of the Miami Machine podcast.
That's
number
okay.
One.
It's okay. We'll
it's on our
pass.
Charter. Number two, or no, really, number one at the
well,
top of the list.
Well, we know you had the alarm on so you didn't oversleep for the TG stream.
That's right.
That's actually true. That's true. Coming at you from the future, Guidebook Gaming is live in an hour. but seriously, so number one at the top of the list of Alpha Kingdom is we are all royalty. So there is none of this, you know, like we have a king role, but it's totally ironic, right? So none of the mods or the leaders in the community are going to come in and Snoke's part of AK, and nobody's going to come in and say, hey, Snoke, you have to buy tiles in, you know, North Macedonia because that's where our capital is. We've never done anything like that.
Even though
we treat everyone like royalty. Everyone is at that same level of status. You know, you can at mods, you know, you can, if you have an issue with someone in leadership, you can take it straight to them in the gen chat. We don't have any of those type of problems because our community is very mature. You know, it's a lot of grownups. There's not a lot of volatility, which you tend to see with, you know, sometimes younger crowds, like gamers who get really, really excited. Definitely not solo gamers, right? People who want to be in a group and they want to get really, really excited. We don't have too much of that. We have a lot of people who just kind of wanted to hang out solo, and they found a place where they could hang out solo with and make some friends at the same time, right? This is Alpha Kingdom. And then the other thing is, one of our other kind of things that we stand by is it's a free Earth too, right? Just because you're part of the Alpha Kingdom Discord or Facebook group, or, you know, maybe you put up a special flag in your Earth 2 profile. Again, that's optional. We don't even tell people what flag to fly, right? We don't do anything like that. It's a free Earth 2. Nobody's going to tell you what to build on your tiles, where to buy tiles, how to build. Nobody's going to tell you where to play, right? Nobody's going to say, this is really common in World of Warcraft, Hazy, for example. Nobody's going to say, oh, well, we have a raid on Thursday, so you have to farm X amount of, you know, cobalt or something like that. We don't do anything like that. And that's why I think for a solo gamer to come into Alpha Kingdom, we're a community. We're not a guild in the sense where coming here means you're going to have a role and a responsibility. Everyone who does volunteered for that role. And if it no longer works for them, they can just move away from it and still be part of Alpha Kingdom. That's happened too. So it's an amazing community. And we're really humbled by the people who have decided to call Alpha Kingdom home.
Great, great. Thanks for that answer. So I think we've done enough guild talk. Let's talk about the subject of the day, since we only have another 45 minutes, and we definitely want to talk on this topic. And it's something that I think both you and I have been kind of passionate about. I know we've talked about it a lot personally in private, and how we can kind of impact the community with answers to the simple question, when phase two? So tell me, I know where you're coming from, but tell our listeners where this Win Phase 2 movement is coming from.
I would love to, but just because people are right now, tension is high around Win Phase 2. Can I start with what the Win Phase 2 movement is not?
Yes, right? I know what it's not. I know what it's right. not, so please do.
But for anyone who doesn't, because this is the big, big thing. People hear what we say, and they start saying things back to us that we didn't say. And they say, so you're telling me it's a straw man argument, right? So here's what the When Phase 2 movement is not. We are not demanding Phase 2 right now. We are not demanding that the devs do anything faster than they're already doing it, right? We're not telling anyone that we're not willing to wait. We're not encouraging anyone to, you know, sell tiles or stop buying or any of those things. It's not about any of that. It's really only about one thing. And that thing is, if you go to Earth2's website and you go to the ideology page, which anyone coming into a game like this with so little information, and real money involved should be reading every single page on that website before they put in even 10 cents, right? Is on the ideology page, it says phase two. And it says resources will be here in the first half of the year, first half of 2021. And I don't think they will be, because as of the recording of this podcast, that's like around 45 days away. And we have no reason to believe that phase two is going to be here in the next 45 days. And what the One Phase Two movement is saying is that's okay, right? That's okay if you're not going to be here in the first half of the year. What we're asking you to do is update the website so that it doesn't say phase two is going to be here in the first half of the year. Because what's going to happen is we're looking out for players that aren't even here yet. Right. And no shade at any of the other, you know, community leaders or anything like that. But Alpha Kingdom is stepping up and leading that charge and saying, listen, somebody has to stand up for the players who aren't here yet, who come in on July 1st. And if phase two resources are not here by July 1st, somebody has to start the conversation now to say, please change the information on the website, or players are going to come in on July 1st. They're going to see a page on the website that says resources coming in the first half of 2021. And then they're going to buy some tiles, and then they're going to try and gather some resources, and they're not going to be able to. And they're going to go to Facebook. They're going to go to Discord. They're going to, you know, go to all these other places, YouTube, and it's going to be worse than the Dubai debacle. I call it the debacle. It'll be worse than that.
Come on, man. It's a debacle.
The what?
I had a the table, the Dubai apocalypse.
The Dubai apocalypse. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, it wasn't good. It wasn't a nightmare. It wasn't the end of the world. It was exactly what probably everyone on this podcast expected to happen. Yeah. But the masses don't always necessarily think that way. Right. And it's easy to say, oh, well, you know, forget those people. But the reality is that's not the Alpha Kingdom way. Everyone is royalty, really, whether you're part of Alpha Kingdom or not. It's just how we do things, right? So we believe that we've got to take a stand and look out for players, again, who aren't even here yet, and say, listen, if phase two is not going to be here by July 1st, that's fine. But change the website so that players don't come into the game in July and they jump in and they're like, oh, you know, I'm hearing people aren't getting withdrawals. I'm hearing phase two's not here. The website says it is. And we have the new dawn of the Earth 2 scam conversation, right? Because
yeah.
I don't think it's a scam, and I don't think any of you think it's a scam. So we're getting, you know, some pushback because we say, when is phase two? And they say, stop rushing the devs. And then we have this whole explanation all over again and all of that. If we get heat and we get pushback and we get some friction and hate because we're looking out for people who aren't even here yet, I'll take that on the chin 100% for those players, because somebody has to.
And the bottom line is, and this is something that I've discussed on this pod multiple times, Kenny will attest to that, is improved communication. That is, to me, the biggest problem the Earth 2 team has, is how they communicate with their users and how they set expectations with the user base. And right now they don't do a very good job of it. Right. I'm both the biggest critic of Earth 2. I am always posting articles about you need to do this better, you need to do this better. But I'm also a big proponent of Earth 2 because the vision is massive. The vision is huge. I mean, I just spent $1,500 more on tiles today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just dropped in
5K like a week or two ago. Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
I still believe. Now, Kanye, right. I know you mentioned that you're kind of pulling back a little bit. So kind of tell us what's going on with you.
Right. Well, and I mean, you know, before I jump into that, one thing I will say, as far as the communication goes, is, you know, in the absence of explanation, people will craft the worst narrative they can come up with. Right.
So yeah, agreed.
Basically, absolutely. If we don't have word from up on high or from Shane directly that, you know, here's the time frame or here's where things are at. And I, you know, I understand NDAs, you know, whatever the case is, but just that is one ramification of not having, you know, announcements or updates. But as far as, you know, me, I did submit another, you know, small withdrawal request. I'm not, you know, divesting myself truly, but I will admit that because of the lack of information as far as not necessarily when phase two is coming out, but it actually kind of comes back, and we can jump into this a lot more later too, but not knowing a lot about, you know, the classes and you know, necessarily what the resources are going to be yet. It's hard for me right now to know with some money in my account, like what's next, you know, like what, how do I diversify my portfolio anymore? And it's just without knowing those additional things, it's just hard for me to right now decide, oh, like what you did today, you bought another $1,500 worth of tiles, which I think you're almost certainly, Hazy, going to be a beneficiary for having done that. And that if I were, you know, the $1,000 that I submitted a request for yesterday, because I'm going on a road trip. So there is a specific reason. I'm not just pulling it out. But
Earth 2 is funding Kingy's beer.
I mean, that's amazing. I think that that is important to note, is that, you know, if I submitted the request today, I'm leaving next week. It could very well actually pay for my vacation. So there you go. Shane,
hashtag not a scam, you know?
Yeah, hashtag Shane funding my debauchery across the country from the Pacific Northwest to Austin.
Kingy, can I ask you something? I know it's totally role reversal here, but I'm a very off-script guy. Out of curiosity, on April 7th, Shane tweeted, EPL's essence just about ready, might go live April 17th. Then on April 17th, he tweeted, we've got to delay it. There's been a, you know, breaking update. Yeah, it's going to be good for everybody, so on and so forth. If he had tweeted immediately after that and said, we do still believe phase two will be here in the first half of the year, or we do still believe phase two will be here by the end of the year, would you have withdrawn the $1,000?
So that's a great question. I think because of the circumstances, I would have, and that's only because, like, when we talk about phase two, I worry not, and again, not long term, because I'm fully invested in this and definitely think it's going to work out. But when we talk about phase two, I worry about, like, really soft launches, like one component of phase two or two components where even knowing that it may be coming, I'm not necessarily aware that I'm going to know the difference between class one and class two. This is something, excuse me, that Hazy and I have beaten into the ground, but it does make it really hard to operate in the marketplace, not knowing the difference in those, you know, how your resources would be weighted. So, I mean, would that have, I don't know that you're pulling any money or anything out, Nameless, but what would that have at least done for your confidence to get that sort of information?
So I have all the confidence in the project. That's the thing. And this is what I think is really, really hard for people to distinguish. And I've been saying it in Discord for 3 days. So we put in an official complaint with the devs and we've asked for an answer about the timeline and status of phase two. And, you know, the mods have spoken on behalf of the devs and asked us to wait 30 days. And as I said, okay, that's fine. I don't want to wait 30 days because in 30 days, if we don't get an answer, then it's 3 weeks. And we've already lost the cause we're trying to fight for the community, right? I'm not doing this for me. That's the thing people are just not getting into their head. I will wait 5 years for phase two if I have to. Right?
Right, right.
I'm doing fine. I'm looking out for the people who are not here yet and may see false information when they get here. And then here's the other reality. People are asking the question, I'll step up and put some pressure on the question and get an answer. If it turns out phase two gets here in the next 45 days and I look like a big dumb idiot, I'm going to be totally okay with that too. Because the reality is I was asked to represent this cause by the community, by a good number of people. There was almost an outcry. So I've stepped up and I've done it. And if I look silly for it, I don't feel silly because I stepped up and I represented the people who asked me to step up and represent them. And in a super lame and cheesy way, that's what a king does, right? Well, the ironic king. We're the Earth 2 kings. We're going to be the kings in Earth 2 that Earth 1 deserved, right? So, well, sorry, Hazy.
No, it's okay. You say I might look silly or I might look stupid, and that transitions really well into our next point. Maybe you will look silly and stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw on the
how great would that be? I'd love that.
You know
myself.
Who would You know who would love it more than all of us? I can
Tech
guarantee
Ops.
You. Yes.
Tech Ops.
Shout out Tech Ops, best streaming partner in all of Earth 2. Tech Ops would have a blast.
So
Slayer would have a blast.
The reason I say this, and I'm stealing Kangi's transition, but it's just because it's the perfect point to do it, is today on the test server, we saw available resources. We saw a list of items that are going to show up. And so they typically do this when they're about to roll something live. And it doesn't take 45 days from something showing on the test server till it's live. So there's a strong possibility that these resources are going to be live in the next 2 weeks. And we're going to see things like freshwater, sand, limestone, iron ore, wood, coal, oil, gold. So what's your thought on this, Nameless? Does that change your stance any?
No, I think you're wrong. And I say that with all the respect in the world, because I love you, Hazy. You know that. I love the content you make and the articles you write. And again, everybody's a different perspective. My perspective on this, and I've seen it, we're going to be talking about it on stream and probably a lot now that it's actually here and we have a list of resources, which is one of the things we've been asking for. It's not really the only demand is clarification on the timeline. But one of the things we'd like to know is about resources. Now, the reason it gives me no more confidence is because you can go to your profile on Earth 2 right now, and there's a button that says share EPL. It does nothing. It's there, great. It does need to be there, that's awesome. They put it there because they were hoping to have Essence and EPLs out and they didn't get to it in time. That's fine. I'm okay with that. I think you guys are all okay with that. But to answer the question of, does that give me any more confidence? Well, it gives me confidence that phase two is coming, but I always had confidence that phase two was coming, right? More confidence? Not necessarily, because if you look at the screenshots that are available now, or if you go to the stage two website now, it says like values not available.
Mm-hmm.
Which means what we've gotten is the same exact thing we've gotten for EPLs, a placeholder. I'm excited. Right. Don't get me wrong. I'm excited about it. We're going to go live tonight and I'm going to be nuts and I'm going to say for like 30 seconds, right? When phase two was still alive and well, let's talk about these resources, right? And we're going to be excited about it. I've got some thoughts and ideas I'm going to share on the stream. I would tease them here. But this isn't, when are we posting this?
This will be posted after the stream, so you can share them here.
Oh, I could share them here. It's going to come out straight after.
Yeah.
I didn't want it to be old news by the time the video processes,
it'll be at least an hour.
Yeah. Well, if this was going to be out before the stream, I would have gladly shared it here. You know what I mean? So I will share it here anyway. So point is, if you look at the resources that are there, and you see that it says that the values are not available.
I did catch that.
Yeah, you caught that, right? Nobody's talking about that.
No, I noticed it.
That's the confirmation that it's a placeholder, in my opinion. And then the other part of it is, no matter where you go in the world, it's the same.
Those all show up, right?
Yep, and there's what, 8 of them?
Yep.
Okay, so as far as we know, we're getting a placeholder for only 8 resources. But then there's another thing that nobody's, even if people noticed it, right? I'm not seeing people talk about it. And the other thing I noticed that I'm not seeing people talk about is that there are 8 resources in a vertical list, but that vertical list has a scroll.
Oh, yeah, I noticed
right?
that. It has a scroll bar.
Right, so we're definitely going to get, and this is one of the things I love about you, Hazy, is we notice these things, but the masses, they just never talk about them. You know, it just blows me away. And then I see them in your articles, and obviously we talk about it on stream and a lot of other people. It just goes straight over their head.
If you're not careful, I'm going to see who you're liking on Twitter. I'm going to write an article about it.
Yeah.
Did you not see my latest article today?
Not quite yet. I normally do that actually right now. So today's stream is going to be fun.
I wrote the Dirty Dozen of Dylan Teo's Twitter follows, and basically, Dylan's a little bit of a perv, and so I kind of posted you got to be careful what you post on Twitter, because Hazy's always watching.
Is it possible that he's just like a guy with a healthy appetite, or is he definitely a perv? I think
it's more the former. I think Hazy
comedic
effect.
I was being funny.
See what I mean? Everyone's royalty. We got to come out and defend everyone. The Alpha Kingdom way.
Anyway, what I'm saying is I'm always watching. Like I stalk Shane and Dylan and all their Twitters because you get information that way.
Oh, it's true. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I found out about GoChain a long time ago is when Travis Reeder had a little interaction with them. And so that's a way you can kind of get information. So what are your thoughts on the initial available resources? And I know Kangi had a good note in here. It's worth noting that Wolfgang once said that early resources would be simple, like the 10, and that this is likely just a fraction of what we're ultimately going to see.
Yeah. I think this is great. And I think this is the beginning of the tech tree. If you look at what these initial resources are, it looks an awful lot like the lowest tier of a tech tree.
Yep.
Take note, one of the resources is fresh water. There's no salt water listed, right? So maybe you'll have to...
What do you think fresh water would be used for? Kind of speculate on that.
If I'm speculating, it depends on the level of complexity, right? So maybe we'll have livestock. Maybe you'll need to provide water to your livestock as some sort of upkeep, right? Maybe you'll need a set amount of water to grow your plants or your trees for lumber or things like that. We know that we won't need water for survival. We know that we won't need food for survival. So you got to ask yourself, what are all of the other things we use water for? I mean, we use water in forges, right? So we use water sorts of places.
Use it in power.
Right.
I
wonder what would we gather water for? So I think of like, depending on how complex, you would need water as one of the resources for your forge because, you pull, you're done, banging on something with a hammer and all that other stuff. You put in a bucket of water so you can cool it down and whatever, whatever. So, and then again, the livestock and growing crops and things like that. So I would imagine that fresh water is going to be around stuff like that.
Yeah. And to your point, like being the, early stages of a tech tree, wood is a great example of something that, is going to be a fundamental building block to a whole bunch of other assets. So I totally agree. We're probably going to see things, truly branch off from here. I'm curious how many resources they ultimately work in, but, this is basically kind of what I expected. I definitely expected iron ore, wood, coal,
oil.
Yeah.
Gold.
Yeah. Gold, I wasn't sure. That one I wasn't sure was going to be like a wave one resource.
The gold mines have been going like crazy today on the marketplace.
I saw that. Yep.
The fools. Stop buying mines, please.
I have to say I have talked to some folks that have expressed skepticism. And again, this is not like the project itself, but will they be able to truly allocate resources based on, mine tiles to that like specific degree? And if they're not, then buying up a bunch of mines may not be necessary. But
now, to kind of go back to a question with a question, is that really the best way to design the game? So I don't look at it as a could they. I look at it as a do they really want to? Would they really want to?
I think should be more spread out a little bit, like not directly towards that mine, like a mine specific, but like let's say a country that is known for mining or like oil or something like that. Maybe the whole country.
Yeah, and so the attitude I've taken on buying mine properties is I don't have to have the center of the mine. I just want to be in the general vicinity.
Exactly.
So I buy tiles sometimes in the vicinity of the mine, relying on that concept that Nameless talked about, is that it doesn't have to be right on the mine. So I'm looking for vicinity, proximity mining resources. So I didn't go buy any mine properties today because I'd already bought a bunch, but it definitely has caused some changes to other. I sold 4 mine properties today, so people are definitely out there buying, and I actually marked mine up as soon as I saw that, so I knew it was
coming. I mean, one thing that's interesting, like on the resource topic. Oh, sorry, Nameless. I'll get this one out quick, but I do remember at one point, and it may have been the live dev broadcast on December 30th, but somebody asked Wolfgang about buying an oil refinery, and he was like, well, don't buy the refinery because that's not where the oil was, right? Of course, being taken to, like, then you could just buy gas stations too, you know? Yeah. But to that
buy
end,
a jewelry store, you know what I mean, for diamonds?
Yeah, just buy a De Beers point. Yeah, exactly. So there is, you know, something that is something to consider though too, is if they are going to have these like tile specific resource generation, you've got to consider, like, for lack of a better phrase, like, what stage of the resource acquisition that tile represents. The refinery is maybe a little too far down the road, you know, but yeah.
One of the things that he also said in the December stream, and when Wolfgang speaks, I'm like glued, you know what I mean? Because he's writing the thing, right?
Right.
So it's not to say that what Wolfgang says goes, because everything is subject to change until it's delivered to us, right? But when you talk about how are we going to play the game, it's Wolfgang that I listen to the most closely because he's got a huge part in that, right? And one of the things he also said in the December stream about resource allocation was they will be, and I'm paraphrasing, but if you go back and watch it, he more or less says they will be biome-based first. They will be biome-based. And then two, they'll be randomized.
Right.
So,
right.
The idea, maybe you don't even necessarily want tiles near a gold mine. Maybe if you believe in this idea that foot traffic is going to be a big deal, maybe you want tiles in a populous city that has a lot of foot traffic, that also has a lot of hills and valleys that simulates that mountainous terrain. So, for example, my hometown, we're in a valley. It's all hills and valleys and twists and turns and ups and downs. I suspect I will see similar performance in terms of what resources will spawn that the mine people are looking for. But I also suspect I will see much better passive returns because people walk down the streets that I bought. Nobody's going to be playing Earth 2 in that gold mine.
Right.
And,
that'd be a risky enterprise.
It's just not going to happen.
Adding resources doesn't seem like much, but it's going to add such a different layer of complexity to the game.
Absolutely.
My inner spreadsheet geek is going to have a field day. I'm going to, okay, this 12 tile property in Tanzania generated 0.3 gold over the last month, but this 50 tile property that's on this gold mine only generated 0.2. I'm going to sell this 50 tile. So, you know, you're just going to be able to crunch numbers and kind of evaluate that. So it's going to give people a little excitement, a little something to look forward to, and how we mine those resources. That's something we've discussed many times. Are we going to have to manually mine them? If that's the case, then free to play players might be able to, it's going to bring in more people because they're going to be able to do something in the game.
I think how that's going to work is, now, again, it goes back to that ideology page. I have been obsessed with that ideology page since I got in because it's the closest thing we have to a promise in the whole game is what's on that ideology page. There's nothing, there's no promises for when phase three is going to be here, whether it's going to take 2 years, 5 years, or 20 years, right? But on the ideology page, when it talks about resources in the first half of 2021, it says resource generation, gathering, meaning those two things are distinct.
Yep,
so we should assume resource generation is passive, but other players can gather on your tiles, and those are two completely different components. We'll also be able to trade resources in phase two, and we'll also be able to sell resources in phase two.
Yeah, and that kind of leads into why you don't think it's going to happen by the end of June, because that is a lot of steps to implement.
Yeah, I mean, even if they give us a little bit of piecemeal in the first 45 days, the website would still need to be changed, you know, maybe to reflect we are in the process of rolling out phase two, you know, delivering components as we can. Again, we're not asking for anything unreasonable. We're just asking when people came in, you know, December, even all the way up till now, they go to the website, and the website, you have to take it as the gospel of the company because it's all you've got.
Well, another
and if
thing
that's
is
changed.
Well, on that page, on the ideology page, I've said it before, it even says that their goal is to be transparent with the community. And have you really thought they have been?
To the extent, so this, I kind of like make a face and grumble a little bit because the reality is no, but I never expected them to be overly transparent in the first place, right? So for example, if the tech tree is already done, they'll give it to us when it's ready. If phase two is already done, they'll give it to us when it's ready. I'm okay with all of that. It's really just about the information on the page, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's totally fair. And I mean, on the topic of like, just kind of going further onto this resource generation path, I worry that if they're able to generate resources, if we don't have additional information about what we can do with them, it's almost going to freeze my ability to operate in the marketplace even more, because it's just another factor, another thing that I don't have enough information on to feel comfortable buying or selling. Like, we already have this class. Yeah. We already have, you know, each class and each nation has its own, you know, micro economy going on, or multiple micro economies. So adding resource generation without having a full scope on what that's going to do, I mean, I'd love to get resources, but then it becomes a question of what does this even mean?
Yeah. I think it kind of goes back to, you know, the point Hazy had made, which is he listed gold mines and he's trying to get out of them, and somebody else was going and grabbing them up at a markup. And the idea is people will buy what they believe in. So when you say it's making it harder for you in the market, I would probably disagree. But to be fair, I don't spend a lot of time flipping in the market, so I don't really know, right? But right. The reason I would say I disagree anyway is because when I say people will buy what they believe in, we got to take a look at Odyssey, and shout out Odyssey, who just spent over $50,000 on the largest acquisition in Earth 2 history, right?
Yeah,
we got to take a look at the real Joker.
And talked about that.
Yeah, I got to take a look at the real Joker. Shout out real Joker, who has spent insane amounts of money because, you know, does he look like a man with a plan? He believes in his approach, right? He believes in that approach. People will buy what they believe in. Somebody bought, there are some tiles in Central that somebody bought right before I started building the Capitol.
Directly in the center.
Probably
center,
early, right? You know the ones I'm talking about? Yeah. When I got in and started building the Capitol, it was 10.1 cents. It's up to like $1.17 as of today, May 14th. And the tiles in the middle that we've been trying to get and we couldn't even get a hold of the owner, he listed them for $400, over four times market value. And right. I was like 3 days away. I was just going to buy them just to have them and be done with it. Somebody else bought them. So somebody out there, is it important? Is it valuable? What makes it valuable? Well, it's the center of the Alpha Kingdom Capital. And to somebody, that was worth at least four times the market value.
Yep.
So people, right. In my opinion is, if you have something people want, they'll pay for it. If you have something nobody wants, they're never going to buy it.
Yeah. And I guess really where I was coming from is, because I bought land this morning, so I'm full of it. but really it's just another factor, I guess, to consider. Like, oh, this land generates these items, this land generates these resources, and not if we get those without knowing what they do. Now, I'll look like a dummy if we know at least some of the early things we can do. I'm not expecting, you know, full sort of asset tree corresponding with the tech tree right out of the gates. But, you know, if we get some of that information, I'll eat crow. I'll eat a shoe.
Hey, phase two gets
coming in the June 2021 podcast, Kingy eating a shoe.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we'll establish rules here in the next 45 days, I will eat like some cake and celebrate. That's it.
Yeah,
I'll bake the cake and ship it to you.
So one thing they did do that is actually live already is it's a gamer tag, kind of, so to speak. So usernames are now unique. So for example, if I wanted to do the Hazy one, it's probably available right now, but if someone tries to get it after me, it would say the Hazy one with some random number. So the first person to get that name is going to have that original name. So it's something new. They kind of rolled it out kind of just clandestine, which they've been known to do before. So what do you think about this, Kangy, Snoke, Nameless?
Well, I mean, some people said that, you know, that it was actually kind of already in there, which I had not noticed it. So I'll just be the person that says I had no idea if this already existed. But I did, you know, we did a test where, like to your point, if I changed my name right now to King Tech Ops, it would throw a bunch of numbers on the end because there's already one of those. So yeah. There's already a King Tech Ops.
It'll sell some tiles near you, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So it kind of reminds me also of like the people that are just user number 34567. Yeah. So I don't know if it's, I wouldn't know if it's new or not.
Can we say new-ish? You know what I mean? I would say it definitely happened in the last week or two. And I noticed prior to, you know, changing my name for When Phase 2, when they took the links and special characters and all that out of your usernames, I tried changing my name to just Nameless. No King Nameless, no, you know, Guidebook Gaming Nameless, nothing like Alpha Kingdom, nothing like that. I said, what if I just change it to Nameless? And it popped some numbers at the end of it. And I was like, oh, that's weird. I wasn't going to keep it that way because, you know, we got to shout out Alpha Kingdom referral codes and all that other good jazz. The beauty of it is, I mean, people aren't talking about this, but if you put your referral code in your username like a smart person would, every referral code is distinct. So you're automatically in the clear if you think about it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't do the referral code, but that's just, I don't know. It's just kind of tacky to me, I guess, but I understand why someone in like an Alpha Kingdom thing would do it. One thing that we did kind of notice was the 64 character limit. So yeah. Do we think that has a connection to possibly crypto wallets or something even more speculative?
Oh man, you're out of my universe on that. I'm not a crypto guy.
We need crypto combo uneducated right now.
Yeah, and it's definitely
shout out Bull Combo. Sorry.
We should shout out Bull Combo. That's something that's also above my knowledge level, but it does seem very specific, you know? So yeah. I do think that there's potentially, now whether it's crypto or some other element, there's something about the 8 to 64 range that I think is potentially relevant, is going to have another implication than just having, you know, this is the name that you can reach me at.
Yeah.
I would hope. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Well, Nameless, we got to start wrapping this up because you do have a stream to get to. So are there things that you kind of want to talk about that we haven't got out yet that we still have like 10 more minutes? So here's your platform. Talk about what you want to talk to for the next 5 minutes.
You know, I think we mostly covered on it. The main thing is like people are coming with torches and pitchforks and we're literally just here trying to do them a favor, right? And every single person, I can say this with all the confidence in the world, every single person who has really been willing to have a conversation about this completely understands where we're coming from and understands we're not asking for anything other than one page on the website to be confirmed to be accurate or changed to what would be accurate if something has changed, you know? And I mean, as far as just anything, I would really just want to thank you guys for the opportunity to come on. I appreciate you guys having me. I love what you guys are doing. It's just insanely valuable to the community when people sit down and have insightful conversations.
Agreed.
Because right now there's a problem in the community. And that problem is that there's two main groups of people. And the two main groups of people, you can find them. And all you have to do is ask a question about the project. And you're going to find two groups of people almost instantly. One group of people who's going to come in and say, where are the withdrawals? Earth 2 is a scam, so on and so forth. That's like a whole section of the community. And the other section of the community is going to be shut up and wait. They're not really listening to the fact that you have a legitimate question. They're just so, and what has happened is those two sections of the community are so exhausted from dealing with one another that they've lost sight of the fact that there's a silent majority.
And I think that's where you and me and Kangy and Snoke come in, is we're that kind of in between. We have right. questions about things that don't work, but we support the project right. vehemently.
Right.
But we don't do it without asking questions.
That's exactly right, is I actually get a little nervous when I see so many of those people come in, because it has very hashtag not a cult vibes when a whole group of the community will shut you down, attack you, you know, call you all sorts of nasty, evil names and this, that, and the other, because you asked a relevant question, right? We're not asking when Dubai's right. We're not asking when Mecca is going to be for sale. We're not asking anything that the answer should not be readily available for. And again, it's just that those two groups are so exhausted from dealing with one another that every single thing in Earth 2 that they don't like is in the group that they don't like.
Yep.
And I'm not worried about those people. I'm worried about something greater.
You know,
and I will say that, you know, on the topic, like you brought up the when Dubai question, even before UAE was released, there was a lot of sort of community exhaustion with getting that question as a troll, that people would sometimes come into the Discord and ask that question genuinely. And that wasn't always easy to parse out, right? You've got people trolling every day asking, and then you've got a genuine new person that goes, hey, I tried to buy around the Burj Khalifa and I couldn't do it. What's the deal?
Yep.
And but you know, one thing that's for certain is there's no universe where Nameless is going to be going out and attempting to like harm a game that he wants to play, and something that's, you know, it's not an investment, but something that we do have money in, you know. Mm-hmm. And
finally, so believes
that's
in.
The one thing I like. Exactly. Yeah. It's one thing I do want to stress to people that, you know, I saw somebody ask you, Nameless, how's the war against E2 going? And I just thought I just thought to myself, regardless of how you feel, that is in no way what Nameless is doing. So, you know,
reality, it's quite the opposite. And we've said it, and I'll restate it here because we're kind of revisiting it, which is we're not attacking Earth 2. We're not going after Earth 2. What we're saying is, you said I can curse a little bit. I have been busting my ass to defend your project for the last 6 months. And all I'm asking for is that you give me what I need to continue defending it, because I'm going to defend it regardless. Either you're going to make me look silly and I'm just going to be standing here saying, well, it doesn't matter if the website says phase two should already be here, just shut up and wait. Or I can say, yeah, it used to say that delays happen. It's normal. Diablo took over 10 years to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Duke Nukem games have taken decades to come out. Highly anticipated games. Cyberpunk.
Yep.
2077 took ages to come out. We are all grownups and we get that. But when those companies delay, they give you a general idea. Or you get a quarterly update or this update or that update. So all we're asking for is the resources we need to continue doing what we've been doing on their behalf for free. Because the reality is the mods, the Earth 2 team, their mods are their first line of defense.
Yep.
Right? The first person you interact with when you start, you know, rubbing sticks together and going against the grain in this community, you're going to run into a mod. And the last line of defense are the community leaders. British guy, myself, Tech Ops, you know, shout out Stern, Stronghammer, the boys over at SHP. People don't have to like that, but it's true, and that's the reality. We're the last line of defense. And we're here standing up on the Earth 2 team's behalf and saying, hey, we'll go ask the question and try to get the answer, but we do have to be patient and wait for that answer because we believe in the project.
Great. Snoke, anything you want to add before we wrap up?
So, quick question. I know we're running a little bit behind, but so is there anything happening between Alpha Kingdom and Dorkslayer?
There's always something going down between Alpha Kingdom and Dorkslayer. So, here's what's going to happen. They're going to sit there on their little rock, and shake a stick at the massive global empire. It's the only global empire in the game, guys. You know what I mean? What we've done, you can't shake a stick at that from the top of a rock. We love Dorkslayer. It's all in good fun. And that's honestly what makes it so fun, right? It's like it's like Tom and Jerry, you know, where we're like the quiet little mouse over in the corner.
You love both.
That cat starts messing around with us. And he's going to find himself, you know, up against a big bad dog or, you know, up against some crazy booby trap or something like that. We just kind of hang out off in our corner, and we've grown one of the largest communities, one of the wealthiest communities, and we've had a blast doing it. We haven't actively sought out attention. We post our go live for Twitch every day, and that's it. We're not out there talking about how great Alpha Kingdom is all day, every day, and we've still managed to become one of the largest communities. Because it's genuine and it's organic, you know? So shout out Dorkslayer. We love him. We actually kind of hang out and sort of like play into each other's sort of identities a little bit. You know what I mean? Like I'll say something and he'll reply to me and be like, who is this guy? Because my name is Nameless, you know? And then someone else, like, we all know who British guy is. And someone will say, you know, who is British guy? And I'll just be like, nobody knows, total mystery. And it's just, we have fun. It's all in good fun. We love them. We've done collaborative videos and stuff with Dorkslayer and excited to keep doing stuff like that. But if we're not talking about what's going on between us and Dorkslayer, it's war. War, serious business. They don't want any smoke with the Alpha Kingdom.
All right, that's amazing. Kangy, what do you got to wrap up the show with?
I mean, I'm just now picturing like a Looney Tunes Acme style anvil being dropped onto the Rock of Gibraltar.
Yeah, I was actually thinking Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
So I leave you with that image. That's all I've got.
That's exactly right.
All right. Well, Nameless, we want to thank you for being on the show. We look forward to catching you on the Guidebook Gaming stream. That is all for the My Name is Human Earth 2.io podcast today. For now, Hazy out.
Kangy out.
Snoke out.
And jump in this time and say Nameless out.
And there we go. Win phase two.
Hashtag win phase two.
Make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell.
Yeah, do that. Win phase two.
Get up off your knees, girl. Get up. Stand face to face with your God.